fifth day of Sukkot, the Ushpizin, is of course none other than Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was known, as it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Heve Metalmidav Shel Aharon, be from the students of Aharon. Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Aharon was a seeker of peace, and he pursued peace, and he loved people. Ohev Et HaBeriyot Umkareban LaTorah. We cannot overspeak the importance of the Midah of Shalom, of peace and unity. The Mishnah says in Uksin, En Kli Mahazik Tova Keshalom, that there's no vessel in the world that can hold good like Shalom, which means where you have Shalom, you have a receptacle, and the receptacle is complete. Now you could put beracha into the receptacle because the receptacle can hold it. However, without Shalom, you have a broken vessel. Whatever you're going to put in, it's like a vessel that has holes in it. Even if God gives you all the beracha in the world, the beracha is going to go right through the holes. And therefore, when it came to Korach, the pasuk says, Vayikach Korach, and Korach took. But it doesn't say what he took. You know why? Because whatever he took, it fell through the holes. So he didn't take anything. So the Torah cannot tell us what he took, because he was a divisive man. So even though God gave him a lot of beracha, Vayikach Korach, but it's elusive. What did he take? He didn't take anything at the end of the day. Because since he had machloket, whatever he took just fell out. That's why Aharon HaKohen was given the job to bless the Jewish people. Asher kedishanu b'kedushato shel Aharon, v'sivanu levarech et amo Yisrael be'ahava. Why does Aharon get the job to bless the people? Because he has blessing. Why does he have blessing? Because he has shalom. Since he has shalom, the blessing is in him. He has what to dispense, and therefore he can give it out. And therefore, a person has to know, he can have tremendous good things in his life, and he can be slated in the Shamayim for great things. But if he's not going to have peace, peace means between family, of course, ben ish le ishto. Peace means between a person and his partners in business. Peace means between a person and his fellow neighbor and his congregant. This is what shalom means. The more a person embraces the midav Aharon, the more beracha is going to have in his life. That's why when we say Birkat Kohanim, we say Yibarechecha, you should have a lot of money. V'yishmerecha, you should have a lot of protection. And you should have V'chunneka, you should have a lot of hen, a lot of charm. But the last beracha is V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Because if you don't have shalom, then all the berachot that we said above is going to fall right through. And therefore the shalom becomes the vessel that holds all the berachot. That's why the last beracha, the Amidah, is what? Sim shalom. Once you give me shalom, then tova, ubracha, hayim, hen, v'chesed. But without a keli, all these things are just elusive, as I said. It becomes vayikach korach. He took something, but it's not tangible. He doesn't have anything left. Therefore, on the fifth day, we have to mechazek ourselves that we should be from the talmidim of Aharon HaKohen. You don't have to be a Kohen for this. The Torah, Mishnah doesn't say you should be a Kohen. Talmidav shel Aharon HaKohen. Be from the students of Aharon HaKohen. Rev shalom v'rodev shalom. We must pursue the peace. And I'll tell you something else, that sometimes you even have to be willing to pay for the peace. Sometimes when a person has a machloket with a neighbor or a partner or things like that in business, and the machloket is very dangerous. It can undo many years of beracha. But if a person has an option to pay to make a peace, even though it's costing him money, he might be upset, but this is saving. It's money well spent. Whenever you pay to make peace, you shouldn't think, oh, I got sapped, I got burnt, I got tricked, they're costing me extra money now, why do I have to pay? He's guilty. You're saving yourself from a lot of other bad minan things. What it is basically doing when you pay for the peace, you're fixing the keli. You're fixing the keli, you're stopping the hemorrhaging. You're stopping the flow from going out, and you're able to recover everything else. So that's already, we should be working on this midah as well. Peace at all costs, peace at all expense. Not only monetary, but physical energy as well, to make sure that there's always shalom. What is shalom? You're guaranteed to have barakah.